Hebrews chapter 3, starting in verse 7. Please hear this public reading of God's Word. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So I really want to focus in there on verse 13 of Hebrews chapter 3. I will read it again. But exhort one another. Many translations will say encourage one another. Exhort can mean to strongly encourage. So we need to strongly encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So as we come to our time of confession today, really the question that we could consider would be, have we strongly encouraged each other every day? Certainly we need to be encouraging each other on Sundays, but that's not the only day. The passage said we should be encouraging each other every day. So have we encouraged each other every day, or strongly encouraged each other every day this past week? So I thought about verse 13 this week. I thought it should be a joy for us to obey this verse. It should be a delight for us to be able to encourage each other in the faith. We should just take delight in this. We should want to encourage each other in the faith. We should constantly be seeking to do good spiritually to each other. So as we think about obeying this verse, I'm just going to give three ways in which we can obey verse 13. There's probably hundreds of ways that we can obey this verse, but here are three ways that we can do it. Number one, we can obey this verse by simply praying for each other and letting each other know that we are praying for each other. A few weeks ago, Manuel and Sarah Fierro and their daughter Camila came over and brought us a meal. We're on this meal train that Kelly set up. It's been fantastic, incredible to feel this love of the community, just bringing meals three times a week. It's been amazing. Well, they brought a meal a few weeks ago, and we spent some time talking with them, and they gave us a little note before they left, and then they left. And we opened that note a little bit later, and it said in that note that Sarah and Manuel were praying for me, for my wife, and for Michael every single day. That is something small like that, but you don't understand that I am still riding the wave of that encouragement. That was weeks ago, and I've thought about that multiple times since then. Just an amazing way to encourage each other, just simply telling each other we're praying for them, and just even just sending a text or a note. What a way to encourage each other in the faith. Another way that we can encourage each other is when we receive spiritual benefit from something, maybe a sermon, maybe an article, maybe a Bible passage. Rather than just holding that and keeping it to ourselves, we should want to pass that along to others. We shouldn't keep that. We want to pass it along. So here's something that was spiritually encouraging to me that I received a few weeks ago. I was watching a Q&A with Kevin DeYoung and Ray Ortland Jr. and Juan Sanchez, and they were talking about how different people had influenced them in their lives. And Kevin DeYoung was talking about his family. He grew up in a wonderful home and how his parents influenced him. And when he got done, he turned to Ray Ortland Jr. and he said, Ray, because I want to hear about your dad. Ray Ortland Jr., his father was Ray Ortland Sr., who was a pastor in California. Now, Ray Ortland Jr., he's almost 70 years old now. He's a pastor in Tennessee. He's getting ready to retire. And he told this story about his dad. Well, he said first, he said, it's hard to live with a man of God for 18 years and not walk in on some pretty incredible moments. So he was 10 or 11 years old. This is almost 60 years ago. He said he came down the stairs early one Sunday morning, and there was his dad on his knees in silent prayer at a chair with his face buried in his hands praying. He said he wasn't doing that for show. He had no idea that anybody else was up. He had a real walk with God. He had a real love for God. And there he was praying at the throne of grace. And Ray Ortland said this had a profound impact on him. Now, almost 60 years later, he said on Sundays, invariably, he said he finds himself heading over to a chair before he leaves and he gets down on his knees and he prays at the throne of grace, largely because of his father praying when he was just 10 or 11. So that was a profound encouragement to me as a young father. And so here I'm just passing that along to you. So we should want to pass along things that have benefited us. Lastly, another way we can obey this is when we hear something positive about another member of the church who's not present, somebody tells us something positive. Say, for example, that Zach Petty comes to me and he says, you know, Ian Webster is such a godly leader. He's just a humble, godly leader. And I would agree with him totally. But when I receive that from Zach, I should want to file that away, hold that in my head. And the next time I see Ian Webster, I want to take that out and I want to give it to Ian and drop it on him as a way of encouragement. Because so many times people are saying positive things about someone else who's not there, and this person is never hearing this positive news. So when we hear something positive, we should want to rejoice to just tell them this positive news. So have we obeyed Hebrews 3:13? Have we strongly encouraged each other every day? I'll give you a few moments to pray silently, and I will close us in prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're just thankful for just beautiful spring weather that we get to enjoy this month right now. It's just been gorgeous weather. And Father, we're just thankful for just another chance that we have to gather here in this room. Almost 3.5 years now we've been at church, and you have been nothing but faithful to us. So we are just thankful once again to be able to gather here. It is a complete joy to gather with brothers and sisters in Christ in this room. But Father, as we think about Hebrews 3:13 and what an incredible verse it is, Father, we must confess that so often we have not fully obeyed it. So often we have not strongly encouraged each other every single day. So, Father, forgive us for our laziness. Forgive us for our lack of encouragement to each other. But, Father, we are so thankful that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We're thankful that you've cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. We're just thankful for the good news of the gospel. But, Father, I just pray that you'd help us, give us enabling grace to obey Hebrews 3:13. Father, help us to just be filling each other up with encouragement. Help us to be strongly encouraging each other, not just on Sundays, but every single day, as long as it is called today, that none of us would be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And Father, even as we sing this next song, I pray that you would use it to stir our affections for you, and I pray that you'd be with Mark as he preaches on an amazing text from John's gospel. Help us to be attentive to your word. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.